Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, carrying on the theme of Mental Health Awareness Week 2023, today's date, the 18th of May. So, for those that follow me on Instagram, and if you're not, why not? And the Instagram handle is at MindYourFitnessOfficial. So for those that follow me, will have seen today, I put a picture up of me and my youngest daughter. Me and my eldest daughter, sorry, when she was a baby. She couldn't have been that old. I mean, to be fair, just go check the picture out. You'll see that she's literally, like, small. And just for context, she's going to be 10 in January. So, yeah, like 9 and a half now. So, in the picture, big smile on both of our faces. Looks like I'm just generally loving life. And this is one of the things with mental health, right? It has so many different faces. So, in that picture and that period of time of my life, I was actually in the darkest, probably the darkest place ever. And if it wasn't for my wife, that makes it sound like she was there like with an iron fist, but helping me realise that I needed to talk to start the ball rolling. Now, what I do want to say is it wasn't then that I actually got professional medical help, but it was a catalyst and it was a turning point in my life that I actually did start to realise that something wasn't quite right. So, like, I was really, really sort of self-absorbed. We had next to no money, but the only thing I was concerned about was going to the gym. Like, and what I could do, what I wanted to do. There was no concept of family. Like, although I had this beautiful little baby girl, an amazing wife, I was just focused on me. And when things weren't going my way, I was a stroppy little shit. That's the only way I can really put it. And, you know, that wasn't fair on my wife and obviously my daughter at the time. But on the outside looking in, I look like the happiest geezer ever. Like, massive smile on my face, I've got a healthy baby in front of me. And I took all of it for granted. And it isn't really until the last couple of years that I've genuinely reflected upon things, and I say to my wife all the time, like, how the hell she put up with me. And, you know, I've said it a couple of times on the podcast and on social media and stuff, how that woman has sort of stood by me and been my human is just phenomenal, and I'm forever grateful that she has stuck around. And to be fair, I'm trying to record this as quick as possibly can, because she's on her way back, and I know that she probably doesn't like me talking about her too much. But again, it's like I touched on yesterday, like, no one's perfect. Like, we all struggle, we have our bad days, and if there's someone there in your life that actively wants to help you, please let them. Because if they're helping you because they love you, then for them, by you not allowing them to help, is hard, because they know they can help you. They have your best interests at heart. But if you can't let them in for whatever reason, the impact is way more than, you know, on you. And that is really selfish to say, and I'm fully, fully aware of it. But I'd like to think that the people that listen to this podcast expect the level of sort of truth that I deliver. I will always try to deliver truth. So, again, if someone's there and they want to help you and they're doing it for the right reasons because they love you, please let them in. Let them help you. Because one of the hardest things to do is sit by and watch someone you care about suffer, and especially if they're suffering in silence. And if you're suffering and you want to get some help, please get that help, whether it's you contact me, speak to a friend, a family member, speak to a doctor, ring, you know, numerous charities that we've got, you know, Mind, Samaritans, you know, they're just two off the top of my head, but the help is there, but it's up to you to get that help. I'm going to leave it there for today. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll catch you tomorrow for the next one.